Commander Shepard, it's so great to finally meet you. I've been honestly so excited for this. I'm Yeoman Aurora, and I have to say that I'm really honored to be here today. I've been following your career very closely, and if I may, you are truly amazing. But please, forgive me. I believe I've gotten a bit carried away. Let's get down to business, shall we? As you are aware, after the tragic destruction of your ship, the Elusive Man had ordered Cerberus to construct a newer model. I think you'll find this ship to be very different, while still paying homage to the original, which I know can never truly be replaced. If you don't mind, I'm going to be giving you a personal tour through the SR2, so you can get acquainted with her before your first mission. Follow me, please. We'll start at Deck 1, where your cabin is located. Up here is the topmost deck of the ship, and it is entirely comprised of your quarters. It's located directly under the exterior pressure hull, so it's been referred to as the loft by most yard workers. I've been told you might be a bit hesitant, as this is a much larger accommodation than you are used to. But the Elusive Man wanted you to be as comfortable as possible, and hopes that you will come to appreciate it. The bed is a full size, and the furniture is rather standard, but you have your own private bathroom and shower. You also have your own office desk, along with a private terminal where you can conduct your business with confidence. You can also access personnel files on your team and check emails. Cerberus has also installed basic and advanced training videos on the terminal. Also, you have your own custom armor locker where you can modify both casual and combat gear from the comfort of your quarters. A few other luxuries include a fish tank, which you can see takes up the left wall, a sound system, and a display case for anything that you might collect. It was mentioned in your file that you have a hobby for model ships. This would be the perfect place for them. Oh, and if you do decide to adorn your tank with some exotic fish, you don't have to worry. As your personal yeoman, I can take care of them for you. Continuing on, if you would follow me, Commander. I will escort you now to Deck 2, which is your Combat Information Center. The command deck of the SR2 is comprised of the ship's bridge, CIC, research and tech labs, armory, where we have access to both standard weapons and unique prototypes, briefing communications room, and the main airlock. As with the layout of the entire ship, SR2's bridge and CIC mirror that of the SR1, except wider and longer in scale. We hoped that you would appreciate the similarities to your previous ship. From the bridge, Joker can pilot the ship while communicating with Edie, the ship's artificial intelligence. Although he has made it quite clear that he wants nothing to do with Edie, it is still an available option. There is also a control panel near his station which can be used to open and close the hull's heat shields. The CIC of the SR2 is still centered around the large galaxy map, which you can use to plot the Normandy's next destination. And directly next to the map is another private terminal, where you can access electronic correspondences and review basic information about the crew. My station is at the galaxy map as well, should you ever require me for anything. In front of the galaxy map is the Normandy's status display, or any ship upgrades that are applied by yourself can be displayed. Unique to the SR2 are the Armory and Research Lab, situated behind the CIC. The lab on the ship's starboard side is stocked with state-of-the-art lab equipment and includes a terminal where you can spend raw materials to develop upgrades for the squad or for the ship itself, as well as reviewing existing upgrades. The SR-2's armory on the ship's port side displays weapons in a weapon locker where you can organize and adjust specific weapons for specific crew members. One major difference is that the SR-2 lacks the large conference room that the SR-1 had. Instead, SR-2 has a communications room, which is situated between the armory and research lab. The room includes a large rectangular conference table where you can hold briefings and discussions with the crew, as well as communicate via hologram with the elusive man in real time thanks to the ship's quantum entanglement-based communications array. The table will retract into the floor when opening communications with the elusive man. All right, Commander, if you would please follow me, and we'll continue on with your tour to Deck 3. The third deck of the ship is where the crew spends most of their downtime. It includes the executive officers' offices, including Miranda Lawson's office, crew quarters, bathrooms, life support control, a mess hall, which is run by Mess Sergeant Gardner, and the AI Corps. Edie's Corps is located at the rear of Medical Bay, which is, as you are aware, run by Dr. Chakwas. The SR-2, unlike the SR-1, is also designed with a main battery room located forward of the cryogenic. The starboard observation room also contains the ship's library, while port observation includes a small entertainment center as well as a bar. Continuing on, we'll head now to Deck 4. The fourth deck of the ship is the engineering deck, which houses the Normandy SR-2's core drive. The core is much larger and technologically different from the original Talantis core. Down the stairs into the bowels of the deck is an area for storage. There is also a cargo hold on both port and starboard sides of the ship. There is really nothing more to say about Deck 4, unless you have any specific questions. Alright, well, the last deck, Deck 5, is simply the hangar where the Kodiak shuttle is stored, along with a few others. I really don't believe there is any need for us to go down there at this time, unless you just want to become acquainted. Of course, Commander, you may do so at your leisure. How about we return to the CIC? I appreciate you allowing me to show you around the SR-2, Commander. I hope that you found her to your liking. I know she could never replace SR-1, but I hope that she can find her own place in your heart. I know how close and how important the relationship is between a commander or a captain and their vessel is. Do you have any further questions about the ship? As far as systems go, Commander, the Normandy SR-2 was based on the original specifications of the Normandy SR-1. So she is equipped with many of the same advanced systems of her predecessor. In particular, her advanced stealth system, which stores heat within a network of lithium heat sinks deep within the ship's hull, and the oversized Talantis core drive, which allows increased FTL speeds and durations compared to similarly sized vessels, as well as superior sublight acceleration and maneuverability. And you are, of course, permitted to make any other upgrades or changes that you deem fit. So long as you run it through Cerberus Center first, that is. But I don't believe they would deny any of your recommendations, so it is nothing to worry about. All right, Commander, if there is nothing else that you require, I shall take my leave and continue preparations for launch. Of course, you can reach me at any time if you should ever need anything. Please do not hesitate for any reason, Commander. It's an honor to be part of your crew.